From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Arcata is currently seeking community members for 7 open vacancies on the newly formed Public Safety Committee. The Arcata City Council unanimously authorized the creation of a standing Public Safety Committee after the 2017 Public Safety Task Force completed their report at the City Council meeting on March 7th. The objective of the Public Safety Committee, providing a platform for the community to come together to better understand public safety concerns and recommend actions the city can take to improve quality of life in Eureka. The Public Safety Committee will primarily focus on providing a public forum for Arcata. A man is under arrest on stolen property, evading arrest, and hit-and-run counts following an incident in Eureka. Police dispatched to a threats report. The reporting party identifying the suspect as 37-year-old Titus Hill of Eureka and said that Hill was brandishing a firearm. The reporting party thought Hill was driving a white Honda Civic and provided a license plate number. The Honda was reported stolen. The vehicle was last seen in the area of G and 11th Streets. Upon arrival, officers located the vehicle fleeing southbound on G Street. A traffic stop attempted, but due to road conditions and speeds of the suspect vehicle, the risks to pedestrians and traffic were too great, and the officer cut off the chase. Moments later, the suspect vehicle ran into a parked vehicle and came to rest in the roadway at G and Del North Streets. The driver, later determined to be Hill, fled the scene on foot. Officers began searching the area and located Hill between E and F on Sonoma Street. Hill was slow to comply with orders, at one point reached into his waistband, removing a handgun. Hill threw the handgun to the ground. Hill was soon taken into custody without further incident. It turned out to be a replica handgun. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to the Murphy's Market in Trinidad to report a burglary alarm. When deputies got there, they found the glass front door to the place shattered. Upon reviewing surveillance footage, deputies learned that shortly before the alarm sounded, a dark-colored Ford Ranger pickup stopped in front of the store. Two unknown suspects wearing hoodies exited the truck. The suspects shattered the glass door, then stole a large amount of cigarettes, liquor, and fishing poles, among other items. A section of 4th Street had to be closed Sunday afternoon after a report of a man with a gun near the intersection with L Street. Police say they found that man, and the gun he had turned out to be a replica. Even though it was not real, police say the man could still face brandishing charges because he was waving it around. There are no reports of any injuries in connection with the incident. The investigation is ongoing. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.